the time and the work. Plan of salvation about to close. Evidences are multiplying on every hand that the plan of salvation is about to close. Great power is to attend it in its closing work. While the work of salvation is closing, trouble will be coming on the earth, and the nations will be angry, yet held in check so as not to prevent the work of the third angel. At that time, the latter rain, or refreshing from the presence of the Lord, will come, to give power to the loud voice of the third angel. Over 60 years ago, in referring to the recent European conflict in a special testimony, Sister White said, "I saw Europe just as things were moving to accomplish their desire. There would seemingly be a slackening up once or twice, thus the hearts of the wicked would be relieved and hardened. But the work would not settle down, only seem to, for the minds of kings and rulers were intent upon overthrowing each other, and minds of the people to get the ascendancy." Probably to this little time of seeming peace, the statement in Volume 1, page 268, refers. There seemed to be a little time of peace. This time of apparent peace is followed by the final world conflict. Sister White, in referring to it, said, "Once more the inhabitants of the earth were presented before me, and again everything was in the utmost confusion. Strife, war, and bloodshed, with famine and pestilence, raged everywhere. Then men's hearts failed them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth." When peace was declared in Europe, men were still hopeful through a League of Nations to bring about the reign of peace. But as the final conflict opens, all hope is given up. Their hearts will then fail them for fear. This short period between the two great world conflicts is providentially granted God's people to finish the task before them of carrying the last message of mercy to the people, and of warning them of the impending judgments, and of the nearness of the end. It is at this time that the latter rain, or refreshing from the presence of the Lord, will come to give power to the loud voice of the third angel. As God's Spirit comes upon His churches and each member becomes an active toiler, in a comparatively short time, it is possible for the task of warning the world and leading souls to Christ to be finished.